How a sexual psychopath deceived America. For over 60 years, Dr. Alfred Kinsey has been praised and quoted as the expert on human sexuality. In 1948, he published Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, followed by Sexual Behavior in the Human Female in 1953. These two books, known as the Kinsey Reports, sent shockwaves through our society and overturned the traditional sexual order in our culture. Alfred Kinsey was a zoology professor at Indiana University who became interested in students' sexual problems. This soon became an obsession that culminated with his highly flawed sex research, which acted as a cover for his personal sexual deviances and his hatred for Judeo-Christian morality. Indiana University portrayed Kinsey as a respected family man while carefully guarding the truth. Kinsey was a bisexual sadomasochist whose own behaviors included bizarre sexual self-abuse. Kinsey was also heavily involved in making pornography in the attic of his home. He forced his wife, his staff, and their wives to appear as performers in his illegal pornographic films. Unknown to many, Kinsey had a mission to remake Americans in his image and undermine marriage and the family. Rather than surveying a cross-section of the population, Kinsey's male sampling was heavy with sex offenders, prostitutes, homosexuals, pimps, pedophiles, prison inmates, and exhibitionists. He used this information to explain the behavior of men in America. The mirror that Kinsey held up to the American public showed a country whose men were so sexually promiscuous that 95% of them could be accused of sex crimes. Kinsey concluded that since these behaviors were commonplace, they should be redefined as normal. Americans bought the deception, believed it, and then started to act on it. Perhaps the most abhorrent example of Kinsey's research was his use of pedophiles to sexually abuse hundreds of children, including infants as young as 2 months old. In order to claim that humans are sexual from birth and capable of sexual interaction as young children, this sexual torture occurred for up to 24 hours at a time by what Kinsey called his trained observers and stopwatch in hand to measure the results. In his own book, Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, Kinsey records on page 160 and 161 the tortured responses of the children, violent convulsions, excruciating pain, groaning, sobbing, or more violent cries, sometimes with an abundance of tears, especially among younger children, extreme trembling, collapse. Kinsey concluded, they derive definite pleasure from the situation. For nearly three decades, Kinsey's unscientific research went unchallenged. It was Dr. Judith Reisman, author and researcher, who dared to challenge Kinsey's conclusions. She discovered that massive sexual crimes were committed against children under the rubric of science, and that Kinsey's research had been used to change our laws that had once protected women and children. Prior to the 1948 Kinsey Reports, America's legal system was based upon the common law, derived from biblical authority and natural law. After 1948, sex laws started to become more tolerant as sexual crimes were no longer viewed as sinful, but much more as conditions that could be treated. The United States made a shift from the common law to the Model Penal Code, which changed and reduced the penalties for sex crimes around the country. Today, Alfred Kinsey is the widely acknowledged father of the sexual revolution, the homosexual revolution, and comprehensive sex education in our schools. His fraudulent research is the basis for many of the ideas taught in comprehensive sex education today. such as that 10% of the population is homosexual, the true percentage is less than 2 to 3%, that children are sexual from birth and
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have some craziness going on in this country, to say the least, concerning how the American people, as a matter of fact, it's taken place worldwide, where the American people, and I'm speaking of my country first and foremost, though it has happened in other countries, where the people have stood up and said no to men dressing as women. The Lord clearly calls it an abomination. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Common sense comes into play. But I warned people back at the beginning of 2000s when we were doing high schools across the country that when they came out, they were targeting anybody that dared made reference to the law that condemns their crimes, because Leviticus 18, 22, 2013, and 29 other references condemning sodomy, homosexuality, are throughout the Word of God from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. And first and foremost, understanding that our laws are premised on the Torah, God's statutes are within state laws throughout the United States of America that clearly condemn that which is taking place here. But as I was saying, I mean, remember when Bud Light came out and they wanted to go ahead and test their steel with the American people and they lost billions? Remember when Target came out and tried the same thing? We went and protested those criminals. And in the process, friends, they lost billions as well. They tried doing it in arenas. Arenas started to empty themselves out. So the American people made it clear that we're not going to put up with this nonsense, with this crime towards God and man. And furthermore, remember, it's felonious activity in this country. So back in the early 2000s, I had told people, I said, these people are accusing us of crimes that they're guilty of breaking. And I highlighted their crimes. And as a matter of fact, the more I told the American people what was going on with the sodomite agenda, how they were playing the victim, I had to make sure that everybody understood that they're not the victims. They're not there with the shield protecting themselves. They're there with the spear attacking. And nobody wanted to listen. And of course, everybody thought, well, MSNBC must be right when they say Bradley Dean's a hater. He's a bigot, this, that, and the other thing. They didn't want to hear that Kevin Jennings, safe schools are unconfirmed by Senate. He was unconstitutionally there. Therefore, he was criminally acting out on the behalf of criminal sodomite Barack Hussein Obama when appointed. But Kevin Jennings is the one that wrote the book called Queering the Elementary. And it's interesting that his icon was Harry Hay from an organization, a criminal organization that was surveyed by the FBI nationwide called North American Man Boy Love Association. And again, I'm the hater, I'm the bigot, and I'm just telling the people that, listen, look who Barack Hussein Obama appointed, look who Kevin Jennings, and look at who his icon is, Harry Hay from NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. And then I even told the people, I said, listen, it doesn't stop there. I said the slogan in gay pride parades throughout America is sex before eight, before it's too late. Of course I was a liar. I was way out there. I can't even believe Bradley is saying that kind of stuff. He's lying to Americans. Well, everybody knows now, 15 years later, 20 years later, 25 years later, that Bradley was simply going back to history and saying, listen, this is what's coming your way. And if you think for one moment it's going to stop there, you better think again. You guys remember, back in 2000, I believe it was 10, I'll give it a five-year span between 2010 and 2015. Do you remember when they came out and they said that they wanted to go ahead and appoint Boy Scout leaders to the Boy Scouts? And do you remember how they were playing the victims and it was discrimination and you were a bigot and you were a hater if you didn't allow them to go into the Boy Scouts? And I said, listen, Americans, if you allow this to happen, they're simply making a prey out of your children. Don't second guess what I'm telling you. Sure enough, folks, soon enough, I think 50% of the Boy Scouts left that organization instantaneously, and then it just dwindled and dried up and died from that point on because nobody was going to put their kids there, right? As a matter of fact, it even came out on Reuters that the U.S. Supreme Court lets $2.46 billion go to pay off the kids in the Boy Scouts that were abused through a settlement proceed. No joke. I want you to pay attention to something. The abusers didn't have to pay the consequence. What they did is they took the money from taxpayers to pay off the abused children by pedophiles. So I want you to understand clearly as to what we're going to be covering today, friends. When you're dealing with an abominable people, as the Lord calls them, an abomination, there's a reason he calls it an abomination. They hate God. They hate the law that condemns their crimes. And therefore, they want to incriminate anybody that dares stand up against their abominable lifestyle. Well, guess what? Too bad. I'm not going to partake with that. I'm not going to allow that. I'm not going to sit back and allow them to make a prey of our children. And now what has it become, friends? I'm just curious. How far have they pushed the envelope? I think everybody knows because it's happening right in front of your face, isn't it? What are they doing now? Since they've seen the people rejected, like I said when I was doing high school and colleges, friends, those kids that are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing in public schools are going to be made a prey by their teachers. On a weekly basis, teachers are being exposed for making a prey out of their children. Keep in mind, the NAA wanted to defend them. They meant to pass a bill to defend the teachers and having relationships with children. We've seen senators like Scott Wiener from San Francisco that wanted to normalize the crime between men and boys, just like I tried to warn you. And now what's happening, friends, because they see that the people refused what they call transgenderism, which is completely criminal in every step that they mean to take. And that's why the people are refusing them. But what they're doing is they're going back to your kids again, just like I told you would. Just like I told you they would, they go back to your children, and now what they're doing is they're having boys that want to be girls, say they, right? The very far and few between, they want to go ahead and take those kids, and they want to go ahead and tell them, listen, if you're a boy and you want to be a girl and you want to participate in girl sports, go ahead and do it. No problem. Can I ask you something, friends? Who's pushing all of this narrative? Who's pushing all of it? I'm going to tell you who's pushing all of it. It's the pedophiles that the American people tolerate. If you want to be Europeanized, then you want to be overthrown by allowing them to demoralize you and make yourself a prey so they can establish an arbitrary government to go ahead and rule as they so please. Then keep allowing this, Americans, because rest assured, sooner or later, this is the kind of stuff that tyrants breed upon. Pedophiles and child traffickers are the same ones pushing this said trans agenda. Don't doubt me. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of that page. And one more time, 281-845-4704. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, I'd love to hear from you. Pro or con, it matters not. Jude 3 and 4. Now, with that said, folks, if this is also the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, let's get to this, because it's very interesting. I'm gonna play some audio for our affiliates that are listening to us live now. I'm going to play some audio for our affiliates, and I'm going to play some video for those that are watching us on social media platforms right now. I also want you to understand that before I play this, these are full-grown adults teaching young kids to talk in such a way. All the swear words are bleeded out, but if you can see this, you're almost going to stand back in a gust and say, oh my goodness, is this really happening? This is really happening. The video audio that I'm going to play for you right now is from a sodomite organization. And it's interesting how they think they can just go ahead and do whatever they want to do. But and apparently they do, because the people are allowing them to do it, because somehow or another they drank the Kool-Aid that they're giving them in trying to portray themselves as the victims. They're not the victims of anything. They're the perpetrators. And if they're the victim of anything, friends, it's the law that condemns their crime. These people are backwards. I've always known that to be true in my life. And in the process, friends, you better understand what's going on. This is pedophiles and child traffickers behind the scenes in the government that are the ones that are pushing this transgender agenda. Now, I want you to understand that this is child abuse, what you're going to hear and see. I don't know that anybody's ever been charged for this, but these are the people that are behind this whole what they call transgenderism. It doesn't exist, friends. I mean, it's not like they're hermaphroditical. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a bunch of men and young people that claim they want to be the opposite sex. Well, I'm here to tell you, Genesis 5:2 tells us the Lord already decided that. It's not for you to decide. It's absolutely crazy. But who pushes the narrative more than anything to defend these people? Who pushes the narrative that we can steal away your kids and kidnap them and bring them to a different state more than the governors like Tim Walz and others throughout the United States of America? That is treason. That is kidnapping. That is felonious. And they will get a response. But I want to tell you this right now, first and foremost, friends. This is very disgusting. It's very hard to watch. The expletives, again, have been blotted out and beeped out. But it goes on for about 35 seconds. And again, I just want you to prepare yourself for about what you're to see and what it is that you're about to hear. This is those that are playing the victims. And you tell me, does this look like a victim to you or does this look like a perpetrator to you? Here we go. The homosexual community has a problem with hate.
Right?
Let's go to church.
Preaching up hate.
Don't talk to me about
family values.
Listen up, haters.
Don't be hating on the homo.
Hating.
But are they really the ones that are the victims?
And hate this.
You're anti-gay.
Put you in a motherfucking hand.
And then they have a bunch of men kissing on the video, and then they have kids doing the same thing, and it's the parents that are coaching the kids to swear and to say the things that they're saying. They're the victims they want you to believe. Here's a little 5-year-old girl saying that she's going to blank you up.
Yo, dumbass argument, me fake ass bull.
You.
What the f*** wrong with you?
That's a man dressed as a woman. Playing the victims.
Some words are pretty f***ing offensive to say around kids.
That's child abuse, friends.
Pretty f***ing simple.
Oh my f***ing God.
This is a crime, friends. And then at the very end of the video, they had two little boys kissing each other. You need to understand that if the laws are not condemned against these crimes, this is what it's going to breed. And look at how far it's gone now. Yesterday, I had brought up, and I meant to get into this more so, but I just want you to understand again and bring some light to this. In many of your states today, you have sodomites that are overseeing your state. And in your particular state, the mainstream media, those that are just doing their job, parroting the teleprompter from the CIA-controlled narrative, which is creating all of this, it's interesting, creating people to set a mindset within themselves to create war against God. Not a good place to put yourself, bad guys. Rest assured, not a good place to put yourself. But what's interesting to note is how these sodomites and these lesbians are being appointed to governmental positions, and I'm talking about the governorship, the gubernatorial candidates that have one office, that are in the halls of government. They are not there. Like in Colorado, you have Jared Polis. I warned you about him 15 years ago. He's a pedophile. What's he doing to the people of the state? He's assailing the people of the state that don't go along with his criminal narrative. Same thing over in Oregon. Same thing over on in the state of Minnesota. They're trying to incriminate people such as ourselves that side with the law that keep us free under God. Do you understand? And the only way that this happens is if the people let it happen. Michigan's doing the same thing. DeWine's doing the same thing in Indiana. Folks, they are not there because the people voted for them. You know what? If you don't mind, I'm just going to, because I have a thought here and I want to lead you over to this because the people responded well to this and I was really happy to see it. But I did a brand new article, and the article goes, I'm going to read the title to you in just a moment. In the meantime, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I named the article, and I want you to see this on social media platforms. If not, again, I'll paint the picture for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do you have 5 to 7 minutes to quickly scroll through all of the criminals that have been caught committing voter fraud that the mainstream media told you that did not exist, that they told you that they didn't exist? You better start coming to the conclusion, friends, that you're being lied to. There's massive voter fraud going on. The mainstream media demonizes anybody that exposes it for what it is. And that should tell you right there as to who means to give cover to those that are committing the act of conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9. Okay? The Lord says, where are those to stand up and fight against the workers of iniquity? 94:16 of Psalm. My goodness, folks, this goes on because the bad guys think they can do whatever they want to do. Read 12:8 of Psalms. This is insane. Okay, so let's get back to this because I want to again paint a picture so you can understand what's going on. This was back in the 90s. And again, it's something was said inside of the White House when they were child trafficking. This was during Reagan's administration along with George W. Bush, who was a known pedophile. CIA whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers said that during that time in the 90s when Bush was in office, when he took office, they said that there was not a man that was more evil than him. And contemplate this. He was Billy Graham's favorite. I hope this helps you understand 1 Kings 13:33. But what was said inside of the People's White House when they were busted, it's online. The mainstream media blurted the truth out in their confusion. And you can go online and see the headlines if you want. They were trafficking kids through the People's White House. This is not speculative. It's not a theory. It's a fact. But one of the persons that was inside guilty of committing the act of pedophilia towards these kids said they wouldn't believe it if you told the American people. Why? Because it's unthinkable, that person said. That's why we can get away with it. That's why we can get away with it. Now, I'm going to go ahead and premise this real quick. On Tuesday, May 3rd, 1994, the video that was scheduled to air on Discovery Channel was called Conspiracy of Silence. It was already listed nationwide in the April 30th, May 6th edition of TV Guide. Remember that, friends? And it was also on the newspaper supplements. The Discovery Channel and Yorkshire Television were reimbursed for the $250,000 production cost. Now check this out. John DeCamp had written an eye-opening peek into the CIA Boys Town in Nebraska and the use of sex in politics to extort politicians. That's what's going on in D.C. It's been going on for a long time, okay? And a side note, do understand that Boys Town is still in operation today. Okay? I'm going to come right back to this. I'm going to highlight that there are those in Congress that don't want you to see the documentary called Conspiracy of Silence. And I want you to remember that they're pushing the envelope now concerning the transgender agenda, and it's pedophiles and child traffickers that are doing it. We'll be right back. God, who gave us life, also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends. As you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, listen, we're going to be at the Parish Park in Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th. We're going to be at the Parish Park, Johnstown, Colorado at the Picnic in the Park from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm looking forward to meeting all you folks out there. Last time we did an event, which is probably about 5 years ago, it was fantastic. I mean, KHNC 1360 is a home to me, and you guys are second to none. So I expect that we're going to see a lot of people out there. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Picnic in the Park, Parish Park, Johnstown, Colorado, June 28th, okay? So I just wanted to make clear that we're all on the same page when it comes to just that. I got something pulled up on social media platforms right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. And it's interesting, for those, again, that didn't know, the FBI, they have a program called Project Pacifier. And what it is the FBI is actually assigned to go ahead and append child pornography to political opposition concerning those that are in office. No joke. Operation Pacifier. And it's also interesting to note, folks, that if you pay attention, the agents that work for the FBI, they're getting busted left and right for possession of child pornography. I've never seen it before. I'm saying this for the very purpose. I don't ever want to see it. But it's pretty crazy how far these people will go to basically accuse the innocent concerning the crimes that they are guilty of. Not a good place to put yourself once again. But let's get back to this. I was just highlighting that the Discovery Channel back in 1994 was going to air Conspiracy of Silence. Now, I brought this up several times, folks. You need to keep this on the burner because it's something that's going to continuously come around until the people stand up and deal with these criminals, okay, that are pushing this agenda. Because as I titled the show, pedophiles and child traffickers are the ones pushing the transgender agenda. And it doesn't exist. It's confusion by design. It's an attempt to demoralize the people, to give them absolute control. They want to incriminate the innocent and empower and in justifying the guilty. That's an abomination in the sight of God. Read Proverbs 17:15. But let me go on here because I was just highlighting the fact that John DeCamp, before he passed, I'd actually had a conversation with him. He had written an eye-opening peek into the CIA Boys Town, and it was called Franklin Cover-Up Case. That was a really hard book to read, let me tell you. Very hard. It will change your life. Just to kind of bring you to the reality of how dark things can get in this country, and what's worse is who's responsible for it. Let me go down the list. The CIA uses young boys to ensnare politicians and then blackmails them. That's what's happening in D.C. All of that, what you see today, this is why you're hearing of Donald Trump right now talking of pardoning none other than P. Diddy. Keep in mind who Donald Trump is. And speaking of the transgenders, posted script, nobody pushes the agenda, the transgender agenda, more than Donald Trump does. I know that he's out there right now trying to confuse people by saying, hey, listen, we're going to put a stop to what's going on in California right now concerning those boys that are winning all those trophies in the first place positions in girls' sports. But if you take the time to pull the curtain back, you're going to find that he's just as guilty as those that are advocating the agenda. And how people want to just act like it's not happening, it's not hard to find. It's easy to find. Number two, the FBI is the garbage detail, dredging up political crimes and carting away the mess, threatening those who don't back off when investigations occur. That's why many times you hear of these investigations come about, and then all of a sudden they just stop when they get to the FBI. Number three, at the highest levels of government, we find the vermin who are directing horrific wars all over the world. Number four, the government will imprison, smear, or assassinate anyone with knowledge of these perverse sexual crimes. When you watch Conspiracy of Silence, you'll see that some of these investigators were blown up in the sky with literally tens of thousands of pictures all over the cornfields, only to have the FBI come in and say, you didn't see this, to those that were cleaning up the mess. It's all in Conspiracy of Silence, friends. And it's the kids talking about what's going on as well as the investigators. Going on here, number five, politicians use Boys Town as a department store so they could corrupt and use young kids for sex and drugs as couriers. I also want you to contemplate the boys that they're using there. I didn't have a dad. My mom was gone a lot. She was a workaholic. But I didn't have a dad. He was MIA. And I know what it feels like to be alone. I know what it feels like to not have a dad. So I want you to consider what I'm going to tell you next. These criminals in these agencies, the FBI, I'm not talking about all the agents, but it is an unconstitutional agency. And they operate in a compartmentalized fashion. But I'm talking about these criminals that have crossed the line in the FBI and in the CIA. I want you to contemplate this, that they are using little boys that have no parents. And they're selling those little boys after they corrupt them to have sex to extort politicians in D.C. Number six, Omaha, Nebraska has been the breeding ground of sexual perversion. P.S., that's where Tim Walz came from, by the way. The governor from the state of Minnesota. Number seven, former CIA director William Colby was assassinated for speaking out concerning the things that I'm sharing with you even now. He just merely reaped what he sowed. Number eight, George H.W. Bush, picked for the CIA by corrupt Warren Commission member Gerald Ford, took over the CIA when Colby was fired. Number nine is today's journalists and investigators are smeared or killed if they search for the truth. So you need to understand that it's an all-controlled narrative. Are you going to let them control you, friends? And the list goes on. As with the Twin Towers implosions on 9/11, the building in Oklahoma City that was bombed was torn down before investigators could use it for evidence, the same thing that they're doing with child trafficking. That's why they're putting all these people that have been sold to you as the good guys, they are extorted, okay? DeCamp points out that similar tactics are taken by the government over many years to cover up evidence of its high crimes and misdemeanors. Folks, this is called, the minute you give them an inch, they will take you a mile. And it's exactly what you're seeing with the sodomite agenda. I want you to look up right now on social media platforms. And if you're not there, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. This is the article that is easily accessible online right now. And it was the Washington Times in June 29 of 1989, and the headline goes as follows: homosexual prostitution inquiry ensnares VIP with Reagan and Bush. Call boys to midnight tour of the White House. This isn't something that's hidden in the corner, friends. It's happening right in front of your face. What they're trying to do is they're trying to normalize the crime that they're guilty of. I also want you to see this, if I can pull it up really quick. I also did a video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of that page and scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the video of over 87 politicians that I named and highlighted that have been exposed for their crimes against children, and in many cases, even their own children. I know it's sick, but I'm trying to tell you that these are the people that are behind the pedophiles and the child traffickers that are trying to normalize this, what they call the transgender movement. That's who's behind all of this. Somebody just said, I believe AIPAC is behind it. You're definitely 100% correct. The same people. That's why your politicians are being controlled by those people, and they are not the Israel of God. And I think people overwhelmingly understand just what I just got done saying now. But again, this video is available. 87 politicians and others that have been exposed for their crimes against children. I'll tell you what, folks, that is one hill that I will die on. Not to kids. Why? Because I remember when I had a big brother, my brother's big brother. That's they call themselves big brothers, and they come in and they try to be a big brother to the kid that doesn't have a dad. Well, my big brother was an awesome dude. But my brother's big brother was a sodomite who tried to make advances towards me as a little kid. I remember the fear. I remember going through it. And I also remember going right to the proper people and telling them, this is what this guy is trying to do. That was short-lived. But again, they didn't do anything about it. They just gave it a pass. And rest assured, he went out there and he did it again and again and again until someone finally stood up and dealt with him, because that's how it works. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, how far does this go? Well, let me just show you what's right in front of your face right now. You guys all know who Alina Kagan is, right? She's the fox in the chicken coop. This is the one that has never judged a case a day in her life, but yet she's been appointed to that of the Supreme Court. Did you know, and I just want to give this to you really quick, just so you can understand to the degree that this goes, and don't tell me the people that are appointed, that appointed her didn't know exactly what she was about. Alina Kagan is a woman that thinks she's a boy. Okay? Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard. Contrary to Harvard's founding models for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ, Kagan is known, she's sitting on the bench, for queerifying Harvard. During her tenure, she did the following. Kagan hired former ACLU, a communist organization lawyer, William Rubenstein to teach, listen carefully, queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender FUCK, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. And yet, your senators confirmed her. Why do you think they confirmed her? Do you think that they were told to give her the nod, to give her the green light? You better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what happened. And she was confirmed, friends, Well, no one was paying attention. I'm going to come back. I'm not done. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BVS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BVS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
BBSradio.com.
You know, I want to make clear what I'm talking about when it comes to the Supreme Court. They're all guilty of it. John Roberts, he supports the sodomite agenda. And again, they're all controlled. Until people come to the realization that they're controlled, don't sit back and act like you don't know where this is coming from. Because nobody in their right mind turns their back to their own children. But that's exactly what's happening. I'm highlighting right now Alina Kagan, who was picked by none other than Barack Obama, who's a foreigner and a sodomite. This is all common knowledge now. Just ask him, he'll tell you. After he leaves office, he goes to Kenya and says he's the first Kenyan-born president. Isn't that interesting? In other words, everything he did was null and void. Has he been brought to justice? Absolutely not. Absolutely. Has the swamp been drained? Absolutely not. Why? Because they're protecting each other against me and you and your children. You can say that's extreme, but I'm here to tell you, yeah, you're right. It is extreme. And I am tired of people just giving it a pass concerning their own kids. In acting like these people are innocent of the crimes that they're guilty of. I'm just starting. If I had 3 hours today, I need 3 hours tomorrow just to finish up. But I want to go back to Alina Kagan. She is the girl that dresses like a boy. Isn't that funny how that works? They testify against themselves, don't they? Yep, they do. She had hired ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory. If you want to know where this is coming from, look who they appointed. Okay? John Roberts is a part of this as well. Kagan also hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual. What is that? This is how sick these people are. They're abominable. They've been left to their sin, friends. That's what a reprobate is. You know what's worse than that is the people that sit back and let them do it. Kagan also hired other radicals to teach transgender law courses. So this is all pre-planned, friends. As well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. This is what the devil looks like. This is what the devil acts like, friends. This is why you must deal with the devil according to God's law and his judgments. Did you also know that Kagan also viciously attacked your military in opposition to don't ask, don't tell? If that doesn't tell you right there who these people are, I can't help you. Don't ask, don't tell? Really? She attacked the military. She attacked our military recruiters from going on to campus. Kagan's attempt also to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful. And even after losing her legal campaign, she encouraged the students to continue protesting against them. Train them up in the ways that they will go. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it amazing what people will give their kids over to? And how people will just willfully give themselves up to this nonsense that God will judge and condemn. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive, using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spew gender confusion among students on campus. This is all crime. Do you see what they do? Well, we have policy. Their policy, what do they want to do? Upend the law with the use of policy. Folks, that's undermining the Constitution and our laws. In every state of our union, our laws condemn the very things that they're trying to advocate. Wow, that's crazy. Yep, absolutely it is. Absolutely it is, 100%. I have in front of me right now all of what's going on in public schools, and that's just one of the fronts, but it's important to me that we cover this because what is happening, friends, is people are up in arms. You know what's sad about this, and I just seen this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see if I can pull, you know, I think I have it up here right now. But there was in Champlin, Minnesota, there was a pitcher that was shutting out all of the teams only to find out that the pitcher wasn't a girl. In girl sports, it was a boy. And so what do the people do? Well, they let the boy play the part of the girl, and they act like nothing's wrong with it until they lose the game. And then what they do is they start to talk down about the little boy that's acting like a girl. No, you know what? That's a reflection of the parents. That is child abuse. This is criminal. On the behalf of your said representatives. This is criminal. You can go ahead and say what you will about it, but you better ask yourself the question, in what part of the Bible didn't you read? In what part of state statute didn't you read? Because what we're seeing, friends, are these criminals coming about using their kids. Hey, I want to tell all of you parents that are just going along with it, and then you complain after the fact because your little girl's lost. You tolerated it. You allowed it. And this is a reflection of the parents. And now I'm going to speak to the parents for a moment. Do you understand who you're allowing to use you for their agenda? Do you not understand that this is aimed at you and your kids? Are you people seriously this blind? It's absolutely amazing. But I'm going to show you something right now, and I want you to hear this, because this is a mother that said absolutely no. And she was absolutely right. And I want you to absolutely hear it. So absolutely take a listen.
Girls are girls. This side does not belong competing against those girls, period. What a coward of a woman you are allowing that.
What a coward of a woman.
Telling our women, telling girls, to go and compete against a boy? How embarrassing.
How
you're
embarrassing
a mother.
You're
a mother. Stand up like a mother. I am a mother. I'm protecting girls.
You want a boy.
How many people support the boy competing against the girls?
See, folks, what's interesting? I want you to listen. Nobody supported it. A mother stood up and she started to call down these shameful individuals that have their little boys acting like girls on the field. And then when she cried out, how many are for this? Everybody booed the fact that a little boy's acting like a girl. Then why did you go to the game? Now, I'm not saying that you need to take your kids out of sports. What I am saying is you need to go back and read the law that condemns the very things that they mean to advocate, because that is the only thing that's going to put a stop to these criminals, because, again, criminals they are. Quit acting like they're not. I'm going to play one more video audio for you, and I want you to listen to this dad who just has had enough. There's a lot of this going on. But friends, I want you to know that the pedophiles and the child traffickers in the halls of government and those that are dictating and extorting your politicians to normalize this, they're the ones responsible for advocating this transgender agenda. And there's no such thing. Okay? And again, scripture clearly condemns this, but let's go ahead and listen to what dad has to say at a school board, because again, he's absolutely right.
Letting bathrooms and locker rooms being co-ed. I don't care how they identify or whatever kind of delusion people live in, whatever kind of mental disease that they have. Boys are boys and girls are girls. It's simple and basic. It's always been that way. And that's why we have separate bathrooms. I'm not going to allow my girls or my boys to shower with the opposite sex, because I don't want them fondled or tainted by one of these deranged people sexually. And that's what lingers in these groups of homosexuality and transgenderism, is sexually explicit ideology. My daughter goes to Franklin. She brought home books about how it's okay that two parents are gay in a household, and it's okay for boys to be girls and girls to be boys. What kind of delusion are you guys living in? Are people really retarded? We're still having these talks? Like, well, what is going on here? Like,
you don't use that word.
No, it's a word. I can use that if I want. Yes, I can. And, I can't believe people are so open-minded. Their brains have literally fell out. Does nobody know why we had opposite sport teams and opposite bathrooms for boys and girls to protect both sexes from one another? If they want to play some delusional game and we have to allow it, then they should have their own bathroom and their own support, their own sports. It's as simple as that. You know, they shouldn't be allowed to win and come and shower in the girl in the boys' locker room.
Hey, folks.
I don't want one of these succubuses coming in there spoiling my young gentleman.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. It's a word I can use.
Listen, the dad is outlining and making reference to what's in the school books and what they mean to implement concerning the kids. And you have the commission or the board trying to justify it because they don't like the words that he's saying. The words that he is saying are clearly describing what is being used concerning the language that they're trying to throw onto the kids. So they don't like it when you throw it back at them and say, these are the words. Hey, you can't be using that word. You can't be using that word. Oh, it goes way beyond that, folks. Listen to me. What they're doing in schools right now, trying to say the boys, they're co-ed, the boys can use the girls' bathroom. You get the point? It is criminal. Go ahead and cross-check what I'm telling you. Go to your state statutes, and when you call me tomorrow, you're going to tell me, Bradley, I checked my state statute. And you're right. I know I'm right. Common sense comes into play here, folks. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.